Several years ago, I saw a T-shirt that had a slogan on it, and the slogan said, "Perhaps God is too big for one religion." And then it had the symbols of the major religions in the world across the front of the shirt. So the symbols, of course, were like the Star of David for Judaism, the half moon, the crescent moon for Islam. Christianity has the cross, there's the yin and the yang from whatever yin and yang belongs to it. And there's so many religions, aren't there? And I get why somebody might say perhaps God is too big for one religion. In a simplistic way, it might make sense to some people. And then you have particularly Catholic Christians who identify their Christianity through not just the symbol of the cross, but we physically bring that mystery of the cross onto our person, onto our whole body. And so when we say that God is God too big for one religion, in our religion, God's bigness is part of the whole deal. Yes, we acknowledge the bigness of God and therefore the mystery of God, but we also acknowledge that that is not a God that is out there. It is actually a God. Our God is here with us, on us, in us. And so when we make the sign of the cross, we publicly acknowledge the Trinity, our one God, who's not too big for me, but our one God who covers everybody and everything. So the bigness of God is a reality. Understanding that bigness is a real struggle for a lot of people. To get the Trinity is difficult. And quite often I think it's words, they get in the way when we try to understand what a mystery was. If God was not mystery, if his bigness was not all that big, if his goodness was not all that good and his ability to give, to create, was not all that giving, because his bigness and his goodness, well, I'm going to say his greatness, his goodness and his giving, they are unending, and therefore we can't grasp it. We are completely limited. And if we could grasp it, the greatness, the goodness and the enormity of the giving of God, if we could grasp it, then there would be no need for faith, because there would be no mystery. And the fact of the matter is that our faith is created and energized and sustained by the greatness, the goodness and the givability, if you like, of our great God. And that's what the Trinity is. It's simplistic to look at the Trinity as Father here and Son there and Holy Spirit. That doesn't work, because when we pull them apart, we have broken up the essence of who God is, which is unity, the oneness of God. God is not more Father than he is Spirit. You know, the charismatics, bless them, and the way that they want to use the Holy Spirit in the church, that is all fine, but that is not the totality of who God is. The totality of who God is beyond our grasp. The Trinity is simplistic language to understand the greatness, the goodness, and the eternal giving of God. So we can say that the three persons, as we call them, are equal. Not one bigger than the other. One doesn't get more press than the other. You know, we don't focus just on Jesus. You'll notice the prayers of the church, even the opening prayer. We pray to the Father, through the Son, with the Spirit. And then we say, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. You cannot understand what the Trinity is if you do not use the word unity in there. And then that gets a little bit more blurry for us, because, well, I keep thinking of three separate things. Well, don't. Look around and look at ourselves. That we are all different here. No two of us have the same eye print, whatever you call that. No two of us have the same fingerprint, thumbprints. None of us. Yet, I mean, that's how diverse we are. Yet we would say we are one. We are unified together by our faith, our hope, and our charity. And it is the faith and the hope and charity that allows us to live out a unified life in the Catholic Church, yet being very different, whether we're a charismatic person, whether we're a contemplative, silent person, whether we're just a mainstream Catholic who rocks up and does their bit and knows all their prayers and the bits that go with it, the trimmings, as the Irish say, all of those things, those colourful things, that diversity, that does not separate us one from the other. It makes us different, but it doesn't separate us. It is simply our way of expressing and immersing, investing ourselves in the bigness or the greatness, the goodness and the giving of God. That's what the Trinity is. I think we understand the Trinity best when, from where I stand, I am with people like yourselves. Because I say, we are here, we are one parish, even with a guest from Queanbeyan. But we are here, but we are one. We are so different, yet we are one. That's the greatness, the goodness, and the giving that is expressed by our God lived out in this community. It makes us who we are. It therefore makes us unique. And I love that. I don't want to be the same as whatever's happening over the hill. I get all the priests together and the bishops together in the archdiocese, and we all put on the same gear and we process down the cathedral for the chrism mass. And it's a public sign that we are one. And you know those priests, many of you, and certainly the bishop, bless him. And you know that they're not the same. We have all the deacons. There's a conference coming up for, I think it's married deacons particularly, coming up in Australia later this year. And they will be there, and they all wear the same gear when they're doing their liturgical function, yet they are so different. Some are married, some are not married. Some are on the way to being priests, some will never be priests. Some have got kids, some have never had kids. Yet they belong, even with that colour and flavour, in the one church. And it's the same as I was saying with the clergy. Thank heavens we're not the same. Oh, that's just a frightening thought. But it allows us to live and move and have our being, as Scripture says, expressing the diversity of the bigness of our God, who is all-loving, all-ending, all-giving. Why would you not want to belong to a life and a livelihood that contains such beauty, that contains such challenge, that contains such support? Because when we're at our worst, we know where how we recover is because we are with the best. And that's so true, particularly when we're sad or life has dealt us something awful. When we're at our worst, we come together and we receive the best, because that's what binds Father, Son and Holy Spirit together. It is actually love. On the feast of the Holy Trinity, may you live that life of love with joy, with passion, with energy and with mystery. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.